From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A U.S. federal appeals court is hearing oral arguments in the legal battle over President Donald Trump's executive order suspending the country's refugee admissions program and banning entry to people from seven nations. Here's some audio from the hearing going on now.
If the order said Muslims cannot be admitted, would anybody have standing to challenge that?
I think Mandel and Din give a route to make a constitutional challenge if there were such an order. It would be by a U.S. citizen with a connection to someone seeking entry. This is a far cry from that situation.
One of the lawyers arguing in favor of the president's position, the president said Tuesday that this case may end up before the Supreme Court. The European Union Tuesday condemned a new Israeli law legalizing dozens of Jewish settler outposts on Palestinian land. Foreign Policy Chief Federica Mogherini called on the Israeli government to refrain from implementing the law. Meanwhile, United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres said he deeply regrets the adoption of the measure, saying that the settler outposts violate international law. The Palestinian Authority is calling for the international community to punish Israel. The wife of Russian journalist Vladimir Kara-Murza says her husband is in a Moscow hospital suffering from acute poisoning. Kara-Murza had been traveling around Russia promoting an upcoming film about Boris Nemtsov, a critic of President Vladimir Putin, who was gunned down 2 years ago. Kara-Murza's doctors say an unidentified substance found in his body caused massive organ failure last week, just as he was preparing to visit the United States. This is VOA News.